This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9. The business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. Chinese New Year is round the corner, and this year in the Chinese calendar is the year of the metal rat. In conjunction with the festivities, we're going to take a feng shui point of view on what's in store for the Malaysia's property sector. So joining us on the show today is Master Kenny Hu, founder and chief researcher at Good Feng Shui Geomantic Research. Now, before we discuss property-related matters with a feng shui point of view, let's take a look back. Kenny, how has the year of the boar, which is last year, been for Malaysia's property sector in general?
In 2019, the year of the boar, because it began from a very challenging day, that was a broken day. So a lot of masters or a lot of other people as well, they predicted the year of the boar will be much more challenging in terms of the property sector. There will be less transaction and no buyer. The prices will even crash further. However, we may observe that actually in terms of property sector, it was not as bad or as challenging as what people say. For example, there are a lot of developers whom we met with. Right, they've been selling their property quite well. A lot of transaction going on in the sub sales as well, and also partially also maybe because of the interest rate was also low, and a lot of people maybe when they want to get the loan, right, loan facility, they were able to get it. So in terms of transaction, in fact, last year was actually not bad, especially those location which are better. And also those property design is having, for example, some kind of good feng shui feature. Then this kind of property, right, actually they were gaining a lot of maybe good support and good inquiries also, I mean, from the public.
Okay, so now we go into this year. I mean, we look at the year in a whole. What are some of your predictions in terms of like a good month and bad months? I mean, at what point should we be cautious? At what point should we be more optimistic?
Every year, there'll be some of the challenging months and also some of the good months. For example, in this year, in terms of feng shui viewpoint, right, how do we do the so-called prediction of the outlook? We must base on, for example, the 八字 or the birth code of the, for example, for the current year. Then we analyze when we do some so-called relativity studies and comparison. Then we will come up with some kind of, for example, a list of the months which would be good. For example, in April of year 2020, April, May, August, December. Yeah, during those months, right, when we open up newspaper, when we read some news over the internet, right, maybe we will see more positive news. Maybe there could be more new policy to help boosting, for example, the property sectors. Maybe the stock market to be better as well. So generally, that will be the so-called more positive months. Whereas some of the challenging months, for example, in March, June, July, September, October 2020, and also January 2021, during these kind of months, right, there will be maybe more challenges. When we open up newspaper, when we read from the internet, there could be maybe some of the so-called negative news. Maybe a bit, people may feel a bit more stressful. However, it's all depending on how we manage it. When we know it ahead, for example, based on this as a cross reference, there should be maybe, for example, some of the challenging ones will be seen. So we just tell ourselves, okay, these kind of challenges, right, maybe may last, for example, in March, just 1 month only. Then subsequently will be better. So we will be able to better equip ourselves in terms of mentally, psychologically, right? So that we can plan ahead or continue with the plan that we are doing right now, right? Without when we are kept in uncertainties, right? Without knowing much about the info, maybe we become like even more lost, even feel more insecure. When we know it ahead, for example, to use this good feng shui idea as a cross-reference, at least it can be some kind of guidelines for us. So we also expect in terms of like not only property sector, there are also other sector, for example, those are wood-related industries, the fire-related industry, plus even the gold or the metal industry will be doing much better as well. For example, in this year, the golden rat year, the metal actually will be the grand wealth star. So means we also expect in this coming year, the prices of the silver, the gold will be, surging high, maybe to history highs. Nobody knows. For example, in the month of around August, this kind of product and services, right, relating to the metal element, will be reaching a history high. So this will create a lot of opportunities for people to go for investment, and also for people to plan for a lot of things with a lot of confidence. And besides that, some other sectors, for example, the wood-related, when we think about when we talk about the wood-related industries, right, those, for example, the vegetable, the fruits, so we expect maybe the durian's prices also will be high. Besides durian, we can see that a lot of agricultural products are... Even the pineapples also, a lot of shopping mall are selling it in a very big volume.
Very on.
Very on. So industries like the agricultural activities will be into a much more prosperous year in the year of 2020. So besides that, for example, the educations, medical related, and also, for example, the healthcare, anything links with the, for example, anti-aging, will be into, more prosperity, having a lot more business opportunity as well.
Sounds good. Okay, now to the main question that I'm sure all our listeners want to know is this metal red year a good year to buy property, a good year to sell property?
When we talk about buying or selling, especially selling, right, a lot of people maybe in the past, 1, 2 years or 3 years has been like waiting for their potential buyer to buy their property or to rent out. We believe that in this year, the market situation will be much more better. So the government will also launch or to introduce some of the policies or some of the new scheme to help to reactivate the market. So we hope a lot more people maybe to have better chance to sell their property as well. And also to get better chances to rent it out. And also there are a lot of potential purchasers. They've been waiting. For example, they want to wait until the property prices to go to another history low. But I really do not think so in terms of the property prices. Like maybe it already hits the rock bottom already. So there will be a lot of people will start to find new opportunity or get some new knowledge, right, to support them in terms of to select maybe a property or a house or even a shop lot, right, with maybe better location, better feng shui, so that when they purchase it, when they acquire it, then they can actually to rent it out easily, or they can, when they stay inside the new house also, maybe can bring better luck for them also.
Okay. So then lastly, sometimes some people, they have their house and everything, then suddenly they have a windfall, but they're just waiting for that right time to maybe remodel their kitchen or add in a new floor to the house. I mean, is this also a good year to kind of like finally decide to do that renovation for your house?
Oh yeah, this is a year that we can do a lot of things. For example, renovation. For example, people what may already bought, for example, in the past, right, maybe a piece of empty land, they can start building it. Right, this is a good year for us to start with a lot of new things. Those who are having their existing house, for example, they can plan for a renovation to expand it or to do some extension. Yeah, this is a very good year. Of course, when we talk about renovation, if possible, we can blend in with some of the feng shui idea, right, to further enhance the feng shui content of the house so that not only maybe the space is bigger, may also further enhance, for example, the luck can bring in, can attract a lot more, for example, good opportunities after they do the extension. Yeah, that is, from our good feng shui viewpoint, that is a very good timing, opportunity for us to further enhance our well-being through the renovation of their existing house or their office. Actually, it's very good.
Okay, we'll be back with more after these messages. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon. And here with me today is Master Kenny Hu, founder and chief researcher at Good Feng Shui Geomantic Research. We're here to talk about the year of the metal rat and its effects on the property market here in Malaysia. So as we heard earlier in the show, it's a good year to start new things. It's a good year to look into buying a property. It's a great year to start renovating. But now, that you've planned to, let's get into a bit on the property itself. I mean, what are some of the basic feng shui tips that you have to observe when it comes to deciding on a property to buy? What should we people look out for?
When we talk about feng shui, right, a lot of people may think, wow, feng shui must be something that is blending with some mystical power. Actually, it's not. It's a very logical as well. For example, basically, when we want to buy a piece of land or a property, right, we may need to, for example, to check, for example, firstly, the external factor first. Secondly, will be the internal factor. So there are two things. One is yin and one is yang, right? For example, externally, let's say a landed property, we must, check around, for example, the environment over there. Some people may be concerning about the security over there. How's the traffic condition? When we talk about traffic, when we talk about the convenience sake, right? For example, whether the road is winding or not, the land itself or the location of the whole property within, let's say, at the inner curve of the main road or at the outer curve of the main road, that is actually an external factor. Usually, the house or the whole project is within, let's say, is located at the inner side of a curvy road, right? Usually, those places, right, will become like more prosperous, which is, let's say, located at the outer side of the curvy road. And secondly, the unit itself, we should always, a lot of people may also know, right, should not face to a road junction, T-junction, or face to, for example, from the unit itself, let's say the condominium, from the balcony, we look out, right, it faces to the gap of two tall buildings. In front, there are two tall buildings. In between, there's a gap. The narrower the gap is, right, I mean, the negative chi will be stronger. So if the unit is facing to this kind of situations or this kind of configuration, maybe some people may say, I don't believe in feng shui, right? I just want to buy. Okay, the price is okay. Location is okay. Buy. However, they may not know, right? They may not realize at that moment. When they want to resell it in the future, they may find difficulties because some of their potential purchaser, right? They may see, oh, this is actually maybe facing to some kind of negative element or sa qi. Then they may reconsider. So the sales cycle maybe become longer.
But is it okay if I'm facing a condo or another building, but the building is shorter than where I am?
Okay, like, facing in front, for example, having condo is okay. Yeah, as long as it's not facing to, for example, the gap, right? Having a gap in between two tall building or two tall units. And some may also, this may relate to another question, whether it's facing to the mountain is good or not. Of course, houses or the condominium facing to, for example, the swimming pool, waterfront, seafront, right, or riverfront, usually is considered is very good feng shui. Yeah, it's true, right? Because having the water, for example, the water is actively running, flowing, or flowing gracefully, right? Usually, those places, right, will be able to accumulate a lot of positive qi. So in the long run, that will be very good for the well-being of the family members in terms of their health, their career, relationship, and so on and so forth. And facing in front, facing to the waterfront, will be good in terms of for the wealth creation and wealth accumulation. And facing to the mountain will be able to enhance the descendant luck. They mean in the long run, right, they may find that, hey, family members, they may have more. I mean, they will produce more, multiply the number of family members, right, to grow bigger, more population. Yeah. Similarly, I mean, in the city, we may not be able to see any mountain. However, in front, should there be any tall building, right? It can be higher than your unit. That's okay. That's considered mountain as well. It can be slightly lower. Also consider maybe some hills. So facing to this kind of so-called the buildings is okay.
Just as long the gap is not there.
Yeah, the gap and also not facing, for example, within the eyesight, for example, left to right 45 degrees, from the left to right side 45 degrees. I mean, within this zone, it should not have anything, for example, sharp thing pointing into the balcony. For example, some of the structure of the building, for example, some big antenna, tower, should not be pointing.
What facing. About the corners of a building?
Yeah, the corner of the building should be avoided as well.
Okay. What if it's perpendicular? Is that fine?
Perpendicular, actually, is also depending on the angle as well. Usually, a lot of people, they want to play safe, right? So they want to ensure in front, within 45 degrees from the left to the right, there should not be any obstructions or having this kind of so-called a sachi negative element in front of them.
Okay. What are the other internal feng shui elements to consider?
Basically, in terms of feng shui, right, internally, there are three major things that we always, very concerned about. For example, the main door. Yeah, condominium, a lot of people ask, which is actually the main door? Of course, the main door is the door itself, not the balcony. A lot of people say that the condominium unit, which is considered the front. Of course, the front is the balcony facing the frontage. However, when we check the feng shui, right, we always also, of course, refer back to the original door. Then some, because they want to know about it, because they want to do the flying star chart, then they want to do some feng shui comparison. Okay, so the main door, from the main door, we look out. If possible, not to face to, for example, the lift. Because by having the main door facing to the lift, some may say this is actually facing to like a tiger mouth. Every day, open, close, actually it's not very good. In terms of from the logical sense also, it can be noisy. It can be maybe quite disturbing also. Every day, people passing by, in and out. And then secondly, the other important sector or the location is the kitchen. Mm-hmm. The kitchen internally, right? Let's say when some people, for example, buy a sub-sale unit, already renovated with, for example, the stove, and also maybe the location of the basin, all these are already fixed. So they may also need to see whether when they want to do some re-renovation, right? So they have to position the stove and also the basin so that they are not facing to each other. Otherwise, this is considered a water and the fire clashing, which is not very good, especially will be creating a lot of negativity in terms of the health, in terms of the wealth and relationship also. And of course, besides that, the stove as a fire element cannot be facing to some other like water-related element. For example, the fridge, for example, the toilet door, all this should be avoided. Thirdly, is the bedroom. The bed, when they position their bed, right, they should not, let's say, face to the toilet door or from the side. The toilet door pointing to the bed actually is not very good as well.
Okay, so in terms of decoration for the house, I mean, what are the things to consider? What can we help to enhance good luck or good prosperity or just good vibe?
When we talk about renovation or decoration of the house, right, it's all about interior designing. So we'll think about the colors, and also we'll think about some of the painting, some of the decorative items that we're going to put to further enhance the ambient or the design of the house. So usually inside the house, we always do not like to, for example, to put or to decorate things that are having a lot of sharp edges, sharp points. Or even the painting also, we should not put something which carries a lot or maybe some of the negative meaning, some of the negative omen. Usually inside the house should be more motivational, right? For example, in the living hall, we may put some of the painting having, for example, maybe to attract better career, better health, or let's say in the kitchen also to attract maybe better relationship, or especially kitchen, we can put some of the decorative item or the painting. Or even the Chinese words, right? To attract prosperity, to attract better wealth and also the health as well. And generally, every year, there will be a lucky element, a more influential element as well. For example, in the year of 2020, the Golden Rats year, the most auspicious and also the most important or influential element is the wood element. So naturally, the lucky color of the year, the good feng shui, lucky color for 2020 is green color. So we can use more green color. Of course, generally, when we use green color in terms of our clothing, in terms of our interior design, right? Okay, we can create a feature wall, for example, in the bedroom, for example, in the study room, right? Or in the living hall. To make it more functional, we can purposely repaint a piece of wall, for example, in the southwest sector or in the west sector. By doing so, it can help, firstly, in the southwest sector, can enhance the study luck, can enhance the wisdom, make the family members or even in the company repaint a piece of wall in the southwest sector in the green color. Particularly, we name that particular green color, which is Tranquil Dawn. That is the color actually can give a lot of positive feeling to create a lot of new hope, especially can enhance the smartness and also the study luck for the children, can enhance their academic achievements as well. So and in the west sector, if you are able to repaint a piece of wall in green color, actually it can bring about a lot of positivity in terms of like multiple purposes. for example, can enhance not only the wealth, the career, the marriage, the relationship, the health, and also the study luck. It's like all in one. That's why West sector is the most important sector in year 2020. Either we want to redecorate or not, we must ensure, for example, in the West sector of the house, either it's in a bungalow house or a terrace house or a condominium. If in the West sector there's a room which is empty, firstly, don't turn it like as usual, like last year or before, right? Like a storeroom. We must make it neat and tidy, make it bright, open the window every now and then. A lot of people, because of the dust, right?
Even if it's not used or not empty, used, still put life into it.
So that the chi can be activated. Of course, you can turn the room in the West sector, right, to become like your own office room, your Soho office, or maybe a room for to do meditation. Some people want to have a quiet room. Yeah, this would be a good place for them to do, because the good positive chi will be accumulated in the West sector, especially from February the 4th, 2020 onwards until February the 3rd, 2021. So the West sector actually is the most important sector. And plus, if we are able to redecorate the room, right, with more greenish color items, like, for example, painting, like some of the decorative items which are in green color, then we're actually adding a lot more positive chi into the room.
Well, you guys heard it here. Green color and the west section of your house. Keep an eye out for that. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today's property show. Thank you for being on the show, Kenny. That was Master Kenny Hu, founder and chief researcher at Good Feng Shui Geomantic Research. To find out more about him, you can visit his website at www.goodfengshui.com or look him up on Facebook. It's Kenny Hu Good Feng Shui or Good Feng Shui by Kenny Hu. We have the 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up next, followed by Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.